Apparently last week there was a fly on the wall television documentary program about a rabbi and his family where the presenter came into his home for a couple of days and discovered what an Orthodox Jewish lifestyle is all about, and no holds were barred, and she even had access to the rabbinical bedroom, where she discovered that in an Orthodox Jewish home, if the wife is premenopausal, so the couple are observing the halakhot of Nida, then there are separate beds, because whilst a woman is Nida until she's gone to the mikveh, couple are not allowed to share a bed. So what I want to do today is discuss some of the halakhot associated with this rule. There is a general prohibition against a couple coming into contact with each other whilst a woman is Nida until she goes to the mikveh. But as far as sharing a bed is concerned, this is based on the Gemara in the first perek of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Gimel, where we're told the case of a Talmid Chacham who died b'chatzi yamav, who died very young, and his wife was perturbed over this, and she went round asking various authorities, how could it be that her husband, who'd learned so much Torah and was such a righteous person, should die b'chatzi yamav? And nobody could tell her the answer till she came to Tana Dvei Eliyahu, who inquired of her what their contact was during the course of at the time that she was a Nida, and she said during the Shiva Yomei Nakiyim, during the 7 days prior to going to mikveh, she shared food with him, and she shared drink with him, and they shared a bed, Bekiruv Basar, in close proximity to each other. And Tana Dvei Eliyahu responded, if that's the case, Baruch HaMakom Sheharago, then it's good that Hashem killed him, because he broke the halacha in this regard. And the Rishonim Paskan, based on this, that a woman who's Nida is not allowed to share a bed with her husband. However, Rabbi Yerucham is of the opinion that in actual fact, if it's a very large bed, a super king-size bed or something like that, and they're not going to come into contact with each other, then they can share the bed. But the Beit Yosef cites the Mordechai, who says that even if the bed legs are touching each other, so they're separate beds, but the beds are touching each other, it's prohibited. So Kal Vachomer, it's going to be prohibited for them to share a bed, even if it's a large bed, and even if they're not in physical contact with each other. The Shulchan Aruch in Yorah Dersim Kuf Tzadik Hay Se'if Vav paskens that they can't share the bed, as he does in the Beit Yosef, even if they're not touching each other, it's going to be prohibited. And the Rama says that even if you've got two mattresses, but on the one bed frame, that's going to be prohibited. And even if it's two separate beds, but they're touching each other, it's also going to be prohibited. The Pitchei Tshuva raises a couple of important points. One is based on the Chochmat Adam, and this also appears in the Shach, the notion that if the beds are attached to the wall, then that is going to be permissible. It seems there was some, so the Aruch HaShulchan certainly explains it, that there was some sort of arrangement where perhaps you had a row of beds which were attached to the wall, and the beds weren't, it was all sort of one large framework, but there was a gap between the actual beds, but they were all joined together in some way and joined to the wall, then it's going to be permitted, because it's part of the building. The Pitchei Tshuva also says that if the beds have a framework around them, which makes it very clear that they're two separate beds and they don't in any way look like one bed, then it's going to be permitted even if they're touching. So based on this, it would seem there's certainly some grounds to be lenient if we're talking about a bunk bed. It depends whether the bunk bed moves around, the whole bed moves around when one person turns over. If it's one of these rickety metal beds, that the whole thing shakes as if there's an earthquake taking place, so then it would be prohibited. But if it's a good sturdy wooden bunk bed where the top person can turn over and the person underneath doesn't feel anything, then based on this Pitchei Tshuva, it seems that it would be permissible. How much of a gap needs to be between the beds? So min hadin, there doesn't need to be any gap whatsoever. The Shulchan Aruch says simply so long as they're not touching each other, and the Poskim say that certainly when necessary one can rely on such a view. However, the Achronim do say that there should be something more of a gap between the beds. Various shurim are given. Either it should be an amah, or it should be that the bedclothes don't touch each other, or enough that a person can pass between the beds. The ikkar is that it's clear that they're separate beds and there's no contact between the bedclothes or between the couple. Of course, sometimes it'll depend on the dimensions of the room and the dimensions of the bed, etc. There's also a discussion in the Poskim about a headboard that is shared by the two beds. Rav Vozna in Shevet HaLevi, he says, min hadin, it's not a problem, it's not part of the beds, it's something separate, and it's all right if the two beds share it, but there is room to be machmir and to try and arrange the beds so that they're not both sharing the same headboard. Sometimes the question comes up, you know, is there any room for leniency? Sometimes a person will be away, or a couple will be away from home, they'll be in a hotel or something like that, and the room they've been given, or they're away for Shabbat, and the room they've been given is a double bed room. What are they going to do? So most poskim are of the opinion that there's no grounds for leniency whatsoever, and one or other of them will have to sleep either on the floor or on a couch or in a chair or something like that. Rav Shlomo Levi, in his Sefer on Hilchot Nida, he says that B'Shar Tadachak, one could put something heavy and unmovable as a mechitza between them if it's a large bed. You couldn't just have a towel rolled up or something like that, because that can easily get knocked away. But if you've got a heavy set of golf clubs or something like that, you've gone on a golfing trip and you've got your golf clubs in their bag, they're very, very heavy, put it in the middle of the bed, the two bags there, so it's a real mechitza down the middle of the bed. He thinks with Shat HaDachak one can rely on that. It's not a mainstream psak there, and I think there would only be grounds to be lenient if really it's impossible for one or the other of the couple to sleep on the floor. It's a stone floor or something like that, but otherwise certainly based on the way it's formulated in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, I think one should be very, very strict about this. Ad kan.